All right, this hour we'll take your phone call with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And if you want a personal reading, we need your first name and the first letter of your last name. That's all we'll need. But, of course, you can ask her a question or two about this science as well. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let's go back to Sharon Lynn Wyeth as we talk. Sharon, we're talking about if you could get somebody's name, if they were implicated in a crime or not. And you said you had an example you wanted to talk about.
Okay, so it was one of the companies that I work with that's overseas, and they ask me sometimes when they're hiring or they're going to go into business with somebody else. And so my contact person for that company said, we're going to go into business with this person. You know, how can we best work with him? And I said, I don't think you want to go into business with that person because he's got in his name that he's going to slowly siphon off money off the top.
Oh,
and
geez.
I don't think it's a wise choice. And he says, we need that business, so I'm going to go into business with him. And I thought, good luck, right? So a year later, when he asked me to come over and teach some of his people what I was doing, he literally introduced me and he said, you know, she told us a year ago that this guy was going to siphon. He has siphoned $600,000 in
Whoa.
This period of time. And he had called me just the month before and he had said, okay, how do I get out of this contract with him? And I looked at that person's name upside down and inside out, and I said, I feel like I'm failing you because I can only find one thing that would work for him. He likes money. That's it. You know,
Jeez.
You can't appeal to anything else. That's all this person likes.
They should have listened to you. She would have saved him $600,000.
Well, what he did was he ended up buying that man's company for $600,000 less than what it was valued at.
Jeez, but still. I mean, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. I was like, hello, it's right there, apparent.
It's amazing how the science is. And how accurate is it, Sharon?
Well, when it's been tested, it always ranges around 94% accuracy.
That's huge.
Yes. And what we have found is with the HR companies, last year I asked all the HR companies I was working with to track that I'd worked with at least 5 years. I said, would you track at the success rate of who do you still have hired that I've recommended? And all of them came in somewhere between 92 and 96%.
That's amazing. Good work.
Because it's a win-win. You know, you match. This person's good for this company. They would like the job that you're hiring for, and they would fit with your company. So it's a win-win for the company. You don't have to retrain people, and it's a win for that person because they're a job they like.
All right. Well, let's go to calls. I'm going to give you their name and their letter of their last name to get started. One person only wants their last name done. Will it still work?
Well, what it can tell us is what the people around them, how they're influencing them.
Okay.
Won't tell them anything about them.
All right. So the first one is Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, because the spelling's important to you, isn't it?
Yes.
And then the letter R for the last name, Austin, Texas, we go. Jeannie, welcome to the program.
Hi. Oh, so good to hear you both. You're both interesting, fascinating. Thank you for what you're doing, being on the air. I can't wait to hear what Sharon has to say.
Now, do you want a question, Sharon, or do you want to just take over?
If they have a question, I can always find the answer in the name, and if not, I'll just give them some of their qualities.
Okay, what would you like, Jeannie?
Well, George, I've called in before. I'm a musician here in Austin. The name of my music project now is called Singing Lady Revolution. I'm an animal community political activist, so that's why I picked that name. And my future venue that I want to own is going to be called Singing Lady Banana Bread because I used to sell banana bread at a farmer's market, but I still want to use that name for a music venue. So, all right, I'm ready, Sharon.
Okay, so first of all, in your name, Jeannie, you have absolute brilliance. You have both compassion and you have down to earth. You can see the big picture and you can see all the details. And you have this incredible independence and generosity of heart. So when you're doing Singing Lady Revolution, it's like you get people short-term, but they don't stay with you. But when you change it to Singing Lady Banana Bread, that is people will stay with you, and they'll keep coming back for more. So that's a lot. It's going to bring you more bread or more money.
And time permitting, we won't have time for follow-up questions. But there you go, Jeannie. I hope you enjoy that. Now, when you are looking at her name, what are you seeing?
I'm looking, first of all, I look at the first vowel and the first name because that's your communication style. and then I'm looking for letters that ground her or that give her intelligence or give her drive. And then I'm dropping her name into her titles of what she's doing for business to see if there's compatibility or if there are conflicts.
And you see all that just by looking at her name?
Yes. And I do it incredibly fast. People that are learning it don't do it as quickly.
You do. Do you do it with a computer, or is this coming right off the top of your head?
No, it comes right off the top of my head because I've worked with this for so long.
Next one, we're going out to Tennessee. Jeff B. as in boy. Jeff B. as in boy, east of the Rockies. Jeff, welcome to the program. See, I almost called him Jeffrey. I do that a lot. So we'll talk about that in a second. But go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Question, or do you want her to go straight for it?
Is there anything like to do with, am I going to come in any money or anything?
Any money coming in his way?
You have a lot of ideas, Jeff, and you've got to act on those ideas and able to get money coming your way. What's really interesting is you do have in your name, just the part you've shown me, the ability to become a millionaire, but you've got to really work for it, sacrifice for it, and it looks from just the part of the name that I'm seeing here, is it looks like it's an eight-year thing, you know, 8 years to get it exactly where you want it to be, but then it'll absolutely pay off because you have the ability to make a million. You also have in this name an ability to lose it and then remake it again. So you want to be careful once you've made it not to then take a risk and lose it.
Go make that money, Jeff. Hope it works out for you. Now, does it change anything because he calls himself Jeff, but I was going to call him Jeffrey.
When you call him Jeffrey, again, you're saying, use your most pleasant personality when you're around me. Anybody's name that ends in a Y, and a lot of us put a nickname on somebody that'll end in a Y, especially parents do that with their kids, and they're literally saying, show me the part of your personality that's going to please me. And when you don't have that Y on the end, you're saying, I'm going to take every piece of you exactly as you are.
But that's me to him, right?
Right. But when you call him that and he answers it, he will comply and immediately show you the part of the personality.
What if he says, don't call me Jeffrey?
He's letting you know, I don't want to comply. I don't want to have you define who I am.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay. We're going to our caller, first-time caller in the state of Washington, who only wants her last name included. So let's start it off. And it's Ozzy, I believe, O-Z-Z-Y. Hi, Oz.
Hi.
See what I've done? I've called her Oz.
You guys.
You too.
I just changed my last name voluntarily. I didn't get married. I'm just an artist, and I changed it to a name that I really identified more wholly with. So I was wondering what you could tell me about my last name.
All right. This is interesting. Shadone?
Okay, so the last name says you're going to bring people to you that are very likable, again, because of that why. But you're also bringing people to you that are going to do it their way or the highway that you don't have as much influence on, but they will have a lot of influence on you. You're also bringing people to you that want to take care of you, that want to nurture you, that want to make sure you're okay. And then they could get upset with you, though, if you don't take their suggestions that they're so nice to give you.
There you go. Good luck for you. So there's somebody, she calls her last name Ozzy, and I'm calling her Oz. What does that tell you?
It just means that you have this endearment, okay? It's when we give people nicknames, it's literally an endearing thing. And so we're saying, you're special and I want to connect with you, and so I'm going to do that by calling you a nickname.
Interesting how that works. That is fascinating, isn't it?
Well, I think all of it's fascinating, and it was really fun discovering this. I know it took me a long time to get all the nuances, but every time I could figure out another pattern, it was like, woohoo, look at how cool this is.
I love that. And, you know, when you go through these various names, if you had three Tom S's, would they all be similar then if it was always Tom S?
The part that I could tell you about them would be similar, but I would need the whole last name. And then, like I said earlier, if I'm doing a reading for somebody, I also get their parent names because it makes a huge difference on their influence.
I'm going to give you mine. Now, this you're going to find this fascinating because you love letters. You know my name.
Yes.
My dad's first name was Gabriel, and my mother, who's going to be 91 next month, is Georgette. I was not named after her, by the way. I was named after my grandfather.
So one of the first things right away is that both of your parents were agents for change, okay?
All right.
They helped people change. Your dad was an expert in whatever he did. He would always want to do it to the best. He also had a tendency to be a workaholic. Your mother had fairness issues. She wanted to connect with people more. She was more of a detective. She wanted to know everybody's background, what made him tick. You take more after your mom than you do after your dad, okay? But you got your work ethic from your dad.
I've been told that about the both of them. You know, my dad was very tough on me when I was younger. I mean, I would get a job as a, let's say, a reporter, and then he'd say, well, when are you going to be on the anchor desk? I mean, he was happy that I was doing great, but he would always push me for the next one all the time, all the time.
I was never offended
by it. It never bothered me. It drove me.
Well, and it's because in his name, he says every year is supposed to get better than the year before. And the only way you're going to make that happen is if you keep being driven. Now, what's also interesting in a name, like when I'm looking at your full name, George, it says if you choose to come back again as reincarnation, what do you want to do next time for your job? And in your name, it says, I want to be a famous, well-known movie star, so I have influence and I get it through acting.
All right, great. Next time we're going east of the Rockies, we're going to the big city of New York. I'm going to take a stab at the name Eugenia. Is that pretty close?
It's Eugenia.
Eugenia. Okay, I just wanted to say Eugenia Doubtfire from the old Robin Williams movie.
Oh, I love Robin Williams. What a poor soul. God bless.
I know. I'm going to have you spell out your name, and the letter for her last name is C, but go ahead. Spell it out for Sharon.
Thank you, George. It's E like Echo, U as in uniform, Golf, India, November, India, Apple.
Okay, so you have an incredible sense of humor. You are fun. Everybody loves to be around you. You are likable, but you're not going to change who you are to get liked. Highly independent, grounded, and just love to play. I bet you're a real trickster at different times and just tease everybody, and they all love it.
I work with children, so you kind of nailed me spot on.
That's perfect. How many people call you Eugenia, too?
Well, it's not Eugenia. It's Eugenia. And actually, I go by my nickname, which is Gina, but my mother spelled it G-I-N-I-A. And I always had to correct people because they want to call me Ginia,
right,
whatever.
Right, exactly.
And it's just Gina, and that's what I go by. But there are certain elders, they use my full name, which I never liked because, I don't know, I felt like it was a boy's name because it was my dad's name. So I got kind of picked on, but it was always, you know, in fun. So,
super.
But may I ask a question?
I'll let you do one, but you'll be the only one.
Oh, thank you so much, and I do appreciate it. I just wanted to know if my business is going to continue, and will I be as big as my vision is in terms of my business?
Oh, I wish I had your whole last name for that. Okay.
It's Coppola, C-O-P-P-O-L-A. I'll give it to you.
Coppola.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay, so the answer is yes with one condition. You cannot let somebody else control you. You have to maintain control of what you're doing because you've got other people that are going to try to tell you what to do. And if you listen to them, the answer is no, it's not going to work. But if you can maintain control, then you can do it.
All right, great. Thank you. God, I wanted to call her Eugenia so much, though. I love changing names. Now, what does that tell you about me?
Is that you have compassion and connection. You know, you have a real love for individuals and for people. And when you go to change their name, it's like you're changing it in a way that it makes it easy for you to connect with them and for them to have a starting point to connect with you.
I mean, I've done this all my life. I'd meet somebody at a party. His name would be Bill. And by the end of the night, I'm calling him Billy. I mean, I just do that all the time.
Right, and it's part of connection. It's part of empathy, and it's part of you having your name, George, where you automatically want to know everybody's background, and you want to know who they are, and you've got connection. People with the first vowel of an E are the easiest people, that they come from the heart, and they connect with everybody.
You've heard of the jazz group, the blues group, ZZ Top, right?
Yes.
They're friends of ours. They listen to the show all the time, and one of our dear friends is Billy Gibbons. They got the long red beards, and uh-huh. I can't imagine calling him Bill Gibbons. It just doesn't fit. But he calls himself Billy. That's his name, and his last name is Gibbons with a G. Billy Gibbons fits him. Calling him Bill Gibbons sure does. It wouldn't fit him.
Well, it makes him more serious, and that's why it wouldn't fit him.
Yeah. Interesting take. More calls. Let's go to Jody F. in Milton, New York. Jody spelled J-O-D-Y. Question, Jody, or just a quick reading?
No, I just wanted to know the nature of J, but I also wanted to know my last name that starts with an F. I really can't stand it, and I want to change it. And I was wondering what letter would be a good letter for just overall health and wonderfulness.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So, just to answer your first question about your first letter of your first name, the J says that you could have raised yourself. You didn't really need parents. You only needed them for room and board. You have always been self-directed and always been very, very brilliant and intuitive. All right? And that's just the highlights of that first letter. And your last name, you didn't like it because you brought people that wanted to take advantage of you or that weren't necessarily honest with you. And so I would replace it with an R.
You would. So you'd be called Jody R. You're saying she should do something like that?
Yes.
Now, what kind of a word would she pick with an R? Just about anything would be okay?
As long as it's not an R-A.
What's wrong with
R? With any other letter.
What's wrong with an R-A?
It means that you're learning about the truth and you're learning discernment, but you don't have it. You're not going to reach it.
My gosh. How do you know this stuff?
I just got the patterns. I just literally did so many thousands of names looking for patterns, and I'm very, very observant, which shows up in my name. And you've got to think about it, that every year I had 150 students during the day, and then I was teaching 90 students at night in college. And so I had all these people that I got to watch their personalities and along with their names. And so after a while, the patterns just started showing.
So Jody should change her name to something with an R as long as it's not R-A.
Correct. If she wants the health. Something with an R, and also she'll bring in people that support her versus right now she's bringing in people that don't support her.
Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Last call of the break. Jerry G, J-E-R-R-Y, G for the last name. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Now, is it J-E-R-R-Y or I?
Well, it's sort of crazy. It's J-E-R-R-Y like a boy, but my given name is Geraldine with a G.
But what do you like to be called?
Jerry.
All right. Take it away, Sharon.
Okay. So because she's not going by Geraldine, you're not going to see the anger, the temper, the things that make her upset when systems don't work right. She submerged that and said, I don't want that to bother me, so I'm not even going to go by that part of my real birth name, so that instead, when I need to have reflection time and alone time to make sure that I'm always settled and calm, it's like she really enjoys like her own meditation, and that's very important to her. And, Jerry, you've also got it in your name that you are highly intuitive. It's like you just know what people are saying before they say it.
She's got it, and we're going to come back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Know the name, know the person. Our special guest, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we're going to take your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Our final segment, Sharon Lynn with us and Wyeth, and her book is called Know the Name, Know the Person. The other one is Know the Name, Know How to Connect. So if you were at a business meeting, Sharon, and they brought out a little bottle of something called Pepsi and said, this is what we're going to call it, what would you have said?
I said, it's going to be really, really popular. I was at a convention when I gave an example of the difference of what it would be like to work for Coca-Cola or what it would be like to work for Pepsi, because both are very popular and very good names. And there was a person in that convention that literally said, I have worked for both, and you have described the atmosphere exactly like it is.
Do you remember that cologne or perfume for women during the days of What's My Line called Jean Nette?
I'm not familiar with it.
I guess it's not in business anymore. Maybe it's because of the name. What do you think?
And it very well could be, because there's certain letter combinations that repel us and other letter combinations that draw us in. Like if you want to draw people in just charismatically, where you don't have to go out and get them, but they'll just automatically come to you, you want a V, like in victory. You want that V somewhere.
And I would guess, do you get hired by companies that want names for websites?
The answer is yes, and it's really fun to do.
I bet that's growing, too, isn't it?
I love to be able to create names because you get a lot of input from the person, and then you come back with something that's simple, memorable, and that has all the right letters to guarantee that they're going to be successful at what they're doing.
What has been the weirdest thing you've ever done with names and letters?
When I had somebody call me, and they wanted to totally change their name, and when I looked at it, it literally said in the name themselves that they were a thief, a rapist,
murderer,
and everything else. And they wanted this name that would make them sound very angelic.
Now, so that you bring up something interesting. What if you take this person who's despicable and wants to change their name to something enlightening? Will it change them?
It'll take 7 years. Anytime you change your name, it takes 7 years. It's like an hourglass, and you get a little bit of it every day, but in able to get the entire effect of it, it's a 7-year process of change.
Really? That long?
Yes, because we don't change fast. Have you ever noticed that we don't switch overnight?
No, nobody does.
Right, and so it's a 7-year process. And so with that one, it was like I literally told him, I said, I can't ethically do that because people will get drawn to your new name and that's not who you are.
Interesting.
They said, why don't you change it a little bit and then keep adapting it with respellings to eventually get where you're going. But in the meantime, I can't be true to me and have you misrepresent yourself.
What has been for you personally one of the greatest accomplishments that you've had doing what you're doing, the science of mnemology?
Oh, that's tough, George. You know, to be able to have people so thrilled with the information that they get, I would say about half the people that when I get done doing a reading with them, they're in tears of joy. And to be able to see them recognize and have their dreams come true and just what that knowledge allows them to claim again for themselves and the freedom that it gives them is just incredibly joyful, and it makes it worth the fact that it took me 18 years to figure this all out.
In one of your books, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Tell me about that title.
It's because the first vowel in the first name gives you so much information on it. Says your communication style. It says what you need as a friend to have a long-term friendship, what you require from your friendships. It says your learning style. It has so much information just in that one-letter position. And I thought I had done it very clearly in Know the Name, Know the Person. And people kept asking me questions, and I thought, it's there, it's there. And because of everybody's questions when they were learning it, I thought, okay, we need a whole book just on how do we connect with somebody and what's important in our communication so that we can make that person a friend or invite them to be a friend, because you can't make anybody do anything. But invite them to be a friend where that person wants to be your friend. And how do you get along with anybody that you choose to, even if you would normally clash? How do you adapt, and whose responsibility is it to adapt? So I literally wrote Know the Name, Know How to Connect to take chapter 2 in the first book and totally expand it where you didn't have to read between the lines, you didn't have to assume anything, and I literally just spelled it all out.
All right, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to New York. Diana D. Diana D. D-I-A-N-A. Hi, Diana. Welcome.
Hi. How are you? How is everybody?
Everybody's well. Did you want a question or just have her start right into it?
Well, I use my maiden name instead of my married name. Is that all right?
Sure.
My letter.
Whatever
okay,
you're comfortable with.
Am I going to be happy again? I mean, you know. I lost my husband.
Both the first and the last name starting the same. It says that there was a lot of continuity, or you could identify with your parents. You had some commonality. And it also says that you're all about family anyway, and you want to make the world a better place, and then you've got the universe supporting you with those two Ds.
So the fact that she wants to use this other name, how does that affect things?
Well, it would change who she's bringing to her, because it would be the last name. So it would change what kind of person she's attracting to her.
Interesting. Next up, we go to Thousand Oaks, California, west of the Rockies. Craig with a C, Craig V, as in victory. Craig, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, George. Good to talk to you. First-time caller. But guess what? I've been listening to you since day one, buddy, and your show's awesome.
Thank you, my friend. Question or just wanted to give you a reading?
I just have some input here real quick.
Sure.
I'm starting a new job on Monday, this Monday, after 21 years of my last job, and I finally got laid off after a hostile takeover.
The virus didn't have anything to do with it?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm surprised I got hired at this job because, a lot of people are losing their jobs. And, yeah,
absolutely.
I'm in an engineering technician position.
All right, great. Go ahead, Shadon.
Okay, so do you know the first name of the person you're going to be working for?
No, actually, I'm still going through I'm getting my drug screening tomorrow, which I will pass, and then she's going to give me all the information of who I'm going to be meeting up with and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I don't know that,
unfortunately. Your biggest challenge is to make sure that you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, okay, because you've got to pay really strict attention to all those details. And you're smart enough to figure it out, and you've got good being in charge and making sure that you're responsible. All of that is there. But your biggest challenge in the part of the name that I'm looking at is that you've got to really make sure that you're paying attention to the minutest of details.
Oh,
well, you got that spot on because I was a supervisor on my last job before I moved.
Perfect. Well, good luck with this one, Craig. Hope it all works out for you. Keep listening to the program no matter what hours you end up working, too. We really appreciate that. Next up, we're going to Sacramento, California, and we're going to Joe M. But, Joe, you want your son? Tell me what you want.
Yeah, I just wanted to know his current last name. If I was to change it to my last name, which is a C-A, how much would that affect and what his name means?
Okay, what's his first name?
Rooks, R-O-O. K-S.
Rooks. Okay, Rooks. And then you would want to change the last name to what letter?
From M to C.
Rooks C is what he prefers, Shadon.
What he's got now with that first letter is people that know how to manifest, how to show him how to do stuff, and how to give him the freedom that he's going to need, because he's very, very competitive with his first name, or he will be very competitive. He'll grow into that. And right now, with the last name, the letter that you've got, he's able to manifest and people are supporting him. If you change it to the way you want to, then what will happen is people are going to try to take charge of him and tell him what to do, and you're going to have a rebellious kid.
Interesting. So what do you recommend?
Leave it the way it is.
All right, Joe. I hope that works for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Good luck. That's what a great science. Does science recognize this as a science?
The trademark people do, because I just wanted to call it nameology, and you have to describe how you went about to get it and the trial and errors that I went through and everything. And they came back and said, we won't trademark it unless you call it a science because it qualifies as a science for us.
Do they teach this in school?
I wish they would. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know immediately when you meet somebody how to address them, how to communicate with them, and to know if that person's going to be a good one for you to interact with so you're not wasting time?
And you know what? You should be working out of a hospital before they officially name the kid and put it on the birth certificate, the name. They go to you first and say, what do you think?
Right, and then we'll re-spell it. I always think on your paranormal dating, if everybody's using their real name, I'll tell you, you're wasting your time. Is this a good match or not a good match?
Susan's with us in Roseville, California. Susan C. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Thank you. Tell me about myself. I seem to be different than every other Susan I meet.
Tell us about this Susan C., Shadon.
Okay. So, Susan, you're very grounded. You want to make the world a better place. You have an incredible memory. You can drive us all nuts with the details. And you're really smart, and you're constantly learning. But, you know, it's interesting because when you're learning something new, you want the teacher right to the right of you because you don't have patience to wait for an answer. But the minute you've got the groundwork done, it's like, okay, go away, leave me alone. I got it now, and now don't micromanage me. And so you've also got that all coupled with a great sense of humor. So it's like you can fit in anywhere. You've got both the big picture and all the details. Incredible name, and I love the fact that your last name starts with a C.
What's the worst name you could ever come up with?
There's some names that I think give people a lot of problems. Like the name Gordon, those people self-sabotage. And there's different.
We got a great caller named Gordon. Poor guy. I'll tell him next time he calls in.
You know, I mean, there's different challenges that people have in the name. Like, I would not want a name of Herbert because they can't get their mind back from the gutter.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's just certain names that, because I look at what challenges are in that name, I just think, oh, God bless you. How can we help you?
Yeah, there's some names you don't want to call anybody anything.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is you watch the patterns of names over time, and those kind of names last about 40 years, and then they kind of disappear.
We're going to Patricia C. in Austin, Texas. Hey, Patricia, welcome.
Hi, good morning, George. Good morning, Sharon.
Would you like a reading or just have her just go right into it, or you have a question?
She can go right into it. That's great. Sounds
all
like
right.
She's really good at that.
Patricia C., Sharon.
Okay. So, Patricia, the best thing I can give you is that you came here to learn how to deal with your resources. So money is always a challenge, or resources are a challenge, because you can spend them or you know where they're going to go before they come in. And that it's literally your whole name is saying, how do I use my resources for the best benefit of everybody involved? And if you can figure out how to really manage your resources, especially the income and the money, then you will have accomplished a lot of what you came to learn.
Do most people know who they are, Sharon, in terms of, you know, personality and things like that? If you told somebody, look, you know, your ego's out of control based on their name, would they know that?
Yes, they would know that. But you've got to be careful how you tell them. So, like, say there's a combination in a name that says that you're a liar. So I'm not going to say, oh, my God, look, you're a liar. They're not going to listen to anything else. So what I say is, oh, look, one of your challenges is how much truth do you want to tell? Do you want to tell 5% of the truth, 95% of the truth? You know, one of your challenges is how much truth and how honest do you choose to be? They know what I'm saying, but they can hear it that way.
What's important, honesty or making people feel good? Here's an example. Somebody comes into a party, some lady, and she's wearing some horrible-looking outfit. But you go up to her and say, gosh, that looks great on you. You look super. Now, you've told a lie, but you made her feel good. I think that's more important.
Okay, so I believe you can do both at the same time. If you want to make a comment, first of all, I wouldn't make a comment about something if I thought it looked gross. I wouldn't even bring it up.
You wouldn't. Okay.
Let's say that I wanted to make a comment to cause her to feel better. I'd say, you know, when you wear that outfit, you radiate. It looks like you really enjoy that outfit.
What if you go up to her and say, gosh, that looks really great on you, and she goes, liar?
I'd say, guilty.
We've got a minute left. Tell folks about your books, your websites, and how they can get a hold of you.
KnowTheName.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me, and you can schedule your own reading that way or purchase a book. I have 3 books out. Know the Name, Know the Person is all about the personality. Know the Name, Know How to Connect is to improve your relationships. And Know the Name, Know the Spirit is to find out your goals and why you're here and what your purpose is.
Will they be able to do a little bit of this themselves when they get the book?
It's all in there. So, I didn't hold anything back. A lot of people told me I should have spread it out more, like Know the Name, Know the Person, should have taken 3 books. And I said, I want people to be able to buy 1 book and be able to do it by the time they finish.
Good for you. Well, thank you for being on the program. Keep in touch, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you, George.
You're very welcome. On our next Coast to Coast program for the first half, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us to talk about this mess. Are they going to try to force vaccinations on us, mandatory vaccinations? That's something we're going to talk about. That'll be part of our next Coast to Coast program. So do make sure you're part of it. And follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, if you would. And don't forget our YouTube channel by going to Coast AM Official. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Ladasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Putnam, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.